What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another hour of the Andy Slater Show on this Monday, March 18th. The madness, it is here. The bracket is out. People all around the country are taking the day at their office, filling out their brackets here in the middle of the afternoon. You may be done by now, picking upsets. Maybe you're going with chalk. You're looking for the team that will cut down the nets. You think your bracket is fantastic. Other people think it's the worst thing they've ever seen. I 100% admit that I have never filled out a good bracket, ever. I think in the history of doing brackets, the best I've come in is maybe top 15 with about only 20 or 25 in the group. I always think like, oh, this is going to be an upset and this is going to be my team. And then I take them all the way through and I'm never correct. I'm just not good with college basketball. I fully admit it. I have no problem admitting it. I think a lot of us in South Florida, when we go through these brackets, we're not good because South Florida is just not a town that follows a lot of college basketball. Sure, we've had fun recently with the University of Miami and FAU, but that's just recent. And even if you're an Owls fan or a Canes fan, I mean, a Canes fan's got nothing to root for right now, but an Owls fan, you're just following FAU basketball, most likely. Now, I'm talking to the majority of the audience. Of course, there could be Charlie and Cutler Bay who may really be into FAU or the Canes and follows all of college basketball. The majority of us, we don't. And that includes me. I'm in the majority here. Most likely in your office, Nancy in accounts receivable is going to win your bracket pool because she really likes UConn and she'll pick UConn and she'll just win the entire thing. Somebody who knows nothing about college basketball will just start picking teams and they see UConn and that's it. They win everything. They get all the money. And it's illegal, isn't it? Is doing an office pool illegal? Not like anybody's going to do anything about it. But this is one of the rare events in the United States of America that almost every office is on board with. Everyone's looking at it. People are making their picks, their decisions. Somebody in your office has a bracket pool and they're sending out invites to get you in on it. And that's what March Madness is all about. It's not like Super Bowl where that many people are watching the same event. Nowhere even close. But as far as wagering goes, it goes beyond Super Bowl levels because it stretches out over more than a day. We got so much action this Thursday and Friday and then Saturday and Sunday. And then the following week, there's parties in Vegas. The Hard Rock, I'm sure, will be doing a lot. So from a TV perspective and a gambling perspective, this Thursday and Friday, got to be the two best days that you'll find. Noon to midnight and beyond, we just got games, and games. And now, especially with the Hard Rock app, March Madness, that's going to be a lot of fun. Even though Miami is not in it, FAU, they are. But still, it's going to be a lot of fun with the Hard Rock app. Live wagering, games for 4 days in a row, all day and all night long. It should be fantastic. I don't know how much I will be partaking in the college basketball wagering. And I say that because I don't wager just to wager. I've explained that numerous times here on the show. I have a lot of people. I cannot even tell you the amount. I mean, I could go through and count it, but I'm not going to do that. I have so many people on a daily basis that send me DMs on Instagram, send me DMs on Twitter, and also public tweets. And they're like, Andy, please give me a same game parlay for today. Now, my record in same-game parlays is not perfect. It's impossible to be perfect. A same-game parlay that I put in normally pays 4 or 5 to 1. Yesterday, a same-game parlay that I gave out was plus 550. It was a same-game parlay in the NHL. It doesn't always have to involve the Panthers. Money is money. It involved Seattle and Columbus. None of you probably care about Seattle. I'm sorry, it wasn't Seattle. It was Winnipeg and Columbus. Tonight's is Seattle. I don't know how many of you care about Winnipeg and Columbus. Kind of a random hockey game for a South Florida sports fan. Now, if you're really into hockey, okay, you're watching it because of Winnipeg, but most likely you're not watching that game yesterday. However, I posted a parlay. There were 4 selections in it. It was plus 450 or plus 550, and it won. So when I feel there's value and when I feel like I'm really in the zone on something, because there's research that's put into this, I don't just hit buttons or tell other people to hit buttons, then I go ahead and post it. Now, just for math purposes, if I'm posting 5 parlays in a 10-day period and they're paying, let's say, 5 to 1, you don't have to hit all 5 to make money. If they're paying 5 to 1, if you hit 1 out of 5, you break even because they're 5 to 1. I'm just saying that for the record. There's a lot of new bettors in South Florida. Not everybody is an expert at it. Some of you are not good in math. I feel like those of you in this audience, you're smarter and you are good in math and you may already understand this, but there's new people to this audience all the time. We have gained a lot of people for this audience once I started putting out wagers, and my social media following has gone up by like 20% on Twitter and on Instagram, mainly Twitter, because of the wagering aspect. So I don't try to come on here, nor will I in the future, and do an hour's worth of wagering talk, because some of you don't wager. And if you don't, then why do you want to hear that? You're going to go somewhere else. You might be tired of it right now. That's why I'm going to kill this discussion in about 45 seconds. But there are times where I will bring it up because there are so many people who are partaking in this now because it's brand new to South Florida. If you want to see the plays that I like, if you want to see the plays I suggest, follow me on Twitter if you're not already, at Andy Slater, or go to Instagram, search Andy Slater, and I post them on my IG story. That's the best suggestion I can give you. And on a personal note, I would only wager what you can afford. Never go crazy off of one play because I put it out there. I don't want anyone coming to me saying, oh my gosh, I can't eat today because this parlay lost last night. They're all not going to win. It is pretty much impossible. When I play poker, I always want to win. I always feel like I can win. And sometimes you just don't win. The majority of the time, you don't win. But when you win, it feels very special. And I play a lot of poker. Some of you play poker. Sometimes people get lucky. I mean, what can you do? It's just part of the game. Now, if you want to hang out and play poker with me, you could do that in about 2 weeks. 2 weeks from tomorrow, that is the next Slater Scoops poker tournament at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. It'll be Tuesday, April 2nd. That is the day my tournament is. So 2 weeks from tomorrow, there's $20,000 guaranteed in the prize pool, and it's only $250 to buy in. We get to hang out. We get to chat. We get to play cards. It's always a great time, and there's money to be won, a good amount of money. So put a reminder in your phone right now if you can't store that reminder in your head. Tuesday night, April 2nd, in the Poker Room, Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. Cards go in the air at 6 p.m., and you've got until 9:30 p.m. to register. That is Tuesday night, April 2nd, the Slater Scoops Poker Tournament. So what am I going to lead this hour with? Because there's a lot of topics out there. People are still talking football and Dolphins and Tyreek Hill. People are talking about the Panthers, but they've got a few days off. The Miami Heat were in action last night. They're in action again today. Although yesterday wasn't really a night game. It was more of a day game. The Marlins season is about to start up. We're 10 days away from that. But where do I start? Well, everybody's about to find out because the hour is set to officially begin.
It's time to shuffle up and deal.
I want to start with March and March Madness. Essentially, this March Madness, to me, and I think to a lot of you, is going to be a bit different, at least than the two previous ones. If you go back years, it may be about the same. But think about what we just got the past 2 years. We had the University of Miami men's team. We were cheering for them. They got to the Elite Eight. And then the following year, last year, they get to the Final Four. Heck, we even had the UM women's team go all the way to the Elite Eight. I remember watching their game at the barbecue joint in Kansas City after the Canes won their game against Texas. Great barbecue. A little upset I can't get some more barbecue this year from Kansas City. I mean, I could, but what am I going to do? Go to a Royals game? This year, the UM women were robbed by most accounts. The men's team, they were definitely not robbed. They had a horrendous season. They lost their final 10 conference games. They got knocked out on a Tuesday in the ACC tournament. I hate to say this because I've got a lot of love and respect for Jim Larrañaga, what he's done at the University of Miami, what he wants to do at the University of Miami, a lot of respect for that. But let's talk about facts. You know, on this show, we're always all about honesty. By my estimation, it looked like his group quit on him. How do you explain a team with some talent not winning a dang thing? The last two games, were they injured? Sure, that's a factor. But basketball is basketball. It's hard to not somehow run into a W, even by accident. If you play enough, you're going to get a W. The energy from Coach L and from his squad the entire year, it was very odd. It was like they were exhausted from the past two seasons. But not everybody had come back. So what about some of the new guys? What were they exhausted from? Whoever was left was just sort of trying to expand their name and grow their pro prospects. I don't think they did themselves any favors. What really stinks here is the previous two seasons, there were such great vibes, especially with the University of Miami. Coach L's dancing. The whole team is having fun. We had the Canes willing to take on everything. We had them making a big run in the conference and beyond. It was so magical. It was the most fun time in the history of Miami Hurricanes basketball. And now, the only thing coming from Coral Gables is Coach L's end of the season press conference, which happened. That's it. That's all the excitement from that gym. It's a dang shame. And if you're filling out a bracket, it makes it a lot less fun. Now, of course, you've still got FAU to root for. But in Boca, you can't even say it was the same type of season for the Owls. The Owls this year, they went from the hunter to the hunted and didn't handle it all that well. They were just okay. They had a few moments, but it wasn't a great year for the Owls. Still, they got in, and that's all that matters. They'll be dancing. Dusty May's still there. There are components of last season there. But if you think FAU is going to make another Final Four run, I would say you're a homer. And I would just say it's highly unlikely. My favorite story of the big dance coming up is the one where there was a coach who was fired last Monday. So he's let go by his school. He plays out the conference tournament and wins it. They get an automatic bid into the big dance. So now can you imagine you get fired and then your team gets into the tournament? It's a pretty crazy storyline. I think as far as winning the whole thing, everyone seems to say UConn. That's the consensus. UConn under Hurley, they're the defending national champs. There's people who watch and know a lot more about college basketball than me. They're saying UConn is the best team in the country. They've been the best team in the country all year. We'll see. Do whatever you want with the NCAA tournament. You probably know more about college basketball than I do, and I am not afraid to admit it. I'm not one of those, and you should know that by now, who's going to come on here and pretend to know all about everything because, oh, it's the thing that's in style right now. Like when Messi came to Inter Miami, I didn't come on here pretending, oh, yeah, I know all about the pitch at Inter Miami and their coach and the defenders and the goalie. Come on, I'm not going to ever do that. If I know something about something, I tell you. If I don't, I don't. I'm not on here to pretend. I'm like all of you with some things. The one thing I love about the NCAA tournament, even without the University of Miami in there, the last time I looked at a bracket, it was about 12 hours ago, and it had the teams, but it was essentially blank because I'm not even going to fill one out. And the reason I don't fill one out is because if I'm going to put anything on March Madness, it's going to be real money. It's not going to be with a bracket. But what I can say is it's a lot less fun when the local teams are not great or are not in. When the Canes are in the mix and they're good, I'm way more into it. FAU being in the mix, cool, but it's not like they're great and have a fantastic shot. So I'm not so into that. Will I watch them? Of course. But either way, this tournament, maybe we will see stars emerge. We'll see storylines, and that's a cool thing about the tournament. You learn about some players. You learn about the schools. Back in the day, well, not really that far back in the day, but George Mason, that's how we found out about Coach L. And now he's been the UM coach for quite some time. You get these storylines. I really thought going into this year, we would have an improved University of Miami basketball team, even losing Jordan Miller and Isaiah Wong. But building Elite Eight, Final Four, let's get back to the Final Four, not just end it and not even be in a secondary tournament. College basketball, this time of the year, it goes from the fringe sport to a sport that people tend to watch during this time period because it's March. A lot of people across the country suddenly become obsessed with college basketball in the offices. You root on teams that you don't even know anything about. And the good thing about the tournament, probably the best thing with basketball, for all the talk that the NCAA is a mess and they do so many things wrong, if you're ever going to give the NCAA credit for anything, it would be the design of the tournament. Everything with it, the pacing of it, the way the games are spread out, the single elimination format. it's not the best sport where we watch it all the time and we're so into it, but as an event, it's fantastic. Compare that to what we see the last 3 weeks of the college football season. Sure, you have the college football playoff with just a few games, but the entire bowl season with all these games, all those games are so dumb. They're meaningless. They're games where we don't even get all the players because they've opted out of the games. There's a lot of wrong with college sports. But these next few weeks, this madness of March, with the NCAA, that's about as good as it gets in terms of the competition and the interest around the country. Teams from around the country are into it. People are into it. There's no college postseason that compares to March Madness. It takes over the sports world. It takes over the wagering world for the next few weeks. This weekend is the most exciting, starting on Thursday. Next week is really exciting too. And then the less games we get, the less excitement we kind of have, unless one of your teams is still alive. And then once the NCAA tournament winds down, it's time for baseball season. I'm talking baseball. I know we have a couple of games coming up in South Korea. Very early in the morning, Wednesday, 6 a.m., I believe, Eastern time. You could watch the Dodgers and Padres go at it. I'm very interested to see how same-game parlays work for MLB on the Hard Rock Bet app. I have no idea how they'll work, but I'll certainly be looking into it. How are things going to work out, though, for our team in South Florida? No, that's not the Yankees. It's not the Mets. It's the Marlins. How big of a problem do the Marlins have right now? Or do they not have a problem? I'll get into that discussion in just a moment. We are less than 2 weeks away from the Florida Derby at Gulfstream Park. The best racing action in the country is happening right now at Gulfstream Park because it is the championship meet. And the championship meet brings out the best of the best. The best races, because they got the best horses in the world at Gulfstream Park. They got the best jockeys in the world at Gulfstream Park. If you want to go to Gulfstream and do what I do, then you go to their trackside restaurant, Ten Palms. Make a reservation at gulfstreampark.com. Go to Ten Palms, get a table, have a fantastic meal, watch the races live right in front of you, wager on them, of course, and you don't even have to wager a lot. You could wager 10 or 20 cents and make thousands of dollars. I've seen it happen a lot. It happens all of the time. Right now, Gulfstream Park's got live racing 5 days a week, Wednesday through Sunday. It is the championship meet, and the Florida Derby is right around the corner, Saturday, March 30th. You want to be there for it. It's going to be really exciting. It's the Florida Derby. It's the championship meet, and it's happening at Gulfstream Park. Are you ready for some baseball? I love baseball season. I love March because we have all this madness with college basketball games in the afternoon, Thursday and Friday. Then we got all these games Saturday and Sunday. I love all the action. Baseball season, we've got games every single day. Not necessarily always in the afternoon. At the beginning of the year, we get a lot of afternoon games because teams are having their opening days. But the fact that every day, except for the All-Star break, we've got a baseball game, I love it. It's amazing. And baseball season is basically here. We're less than 48 hours away from a game overseas. That game's in South Korea, the Dodgers and the Padres. They'll have two games there, Wednesday, 6 a.m. Eastern, and then Thursday morning. The Marlins, they are 10 days away from their opening day, as is every other team in baseball. So what do we think of the Marlins' chances? Chances at what? Good question. Chances of winning a World Series? Oh, that David Samson laugh still gets me. Chances of making the postseason? Chances of going over 78.5 because that's the win total? What are the chances of that? I said it a week or so ago, and I'll say it again. I really, really wish, and I root for all the home teams, but I'm real. I keep it 100. I really wish there was a legal way to wager a lot of money on a baseball team total and not have to put it all up front. Because right now, I would put so much money on under 78.5. I just don't want Hard Rock Bet to be holding my money until October. And that's what it would take. I just do not have a good feeling about this Marlins team. I didn't have a good feeling about them 3 weeks ago. And now, how can this team win 79 games? Have you seen their pitching problems? And it's so odd that I say that because I started this offseason saying the Marlins have a hitting problem. Where's the power going to come from? Why are they not adding any power bats? The Marlins let Jorge Soler walk out the door. And they don't replace his power. That was my main beef. Yeah, they're going to have Jake Berger and Josh Bell for a longer period of time. But where's that power that Jorge Soler had last season? Where's that going to come from? Let's replace it. They don't. So that was my number one problem. Now, look at the starting rotation. The starting rotation for Miami goes from a major strength to a major question mark. Sandy Alcantara, their innings ace, we already knew he was out for the season, Tommy John surgery. And now, baby Sandy, Yuri Perez, he sees Sandy's surgeon because he's having elbow issues. Originally, he was removed from starts because he had a fingernail issue. And I think the Marlins would kill for just a fingernail issue. But the following day, he went for more tests. I don't know if they were on his finger. But according to the Marlins, he told the training staff, hey, my elbow hurts. And now he's got an elbow issue. Who do the Marlins have in that rotation? Jesus Luzardo was already going to be their opening day starter. And Jesus has come on. He's gotten a lot better. Seems legit. But as an opening day starter? Okay. Then what? A.J. Puck? A.J. Puck comes from out of the bullpen to the rotation. Trevor Rogers? Trevor Rogers has had a lot of injury problems. And before he had his injury issues, at least before we knew about him, he wasn't pitching all that well. So he's trying to make his way back into being decent. They got Max Meyer in the minors, who may not even be ready. You're going to put Sixto Sanchez in there now? Ryan Weathers? Brian Hoeing? The Marlins are in a horrendous bind right now. Now, to be fair, if you took any Major League Baseball team and said your number one and number two starter are going to be out, they're going to have a problem, no matter who the team is. There's not many rotations that can withstand their top two starters being down. But when you combine what the Marlins have going on with their rotation and then you take that with the lineup lacking pop, it's a huge issue. Because the Marlins already have to dip into their bullpen to get innings with this starting rotation. So now your bullpen is going to get taxed. It's just not good. Now, if you could score 10 runs a game, nobody's going to average 10 runs a game, but if you could average 5 or 6 runs a game, wow, okay, you got some offense. Do you see the Marlins doing that? They have Peter Bendix. He's their president of baseball operations. That's who they hired this offseason. Peter has a lot of Tampa Bay Rays experience. Tampa Bay Rays don't spend a lot of money. They make draft picks into really good players. They draft well. They spend not a whole lot. They make good deals. The Rays are a really good organization. Now the Marlins have Peter Bendix. Maybe he can bring the opener to the Marlins more frequently like the Rays did. Even if you do that, you're still taxing that bullpen. I don't know what Peter Bendix can do with this team right now. Season hasn't even started yet. And unfortunately, I already see this thing going sideways before opening day. It's very unfortunate because you're supposed to be excited right now for the
Miami Marlins.
And I don't think there's too much excitement in the air. The excitement right now in South Florida is for the Panthers, even though their last couple of games have not been that good. Are we excited about the Heat? They barely got by yesterday, and they got a big one tonight in Philadelphia. Maybe we could drum up some excitement with them in just a moment. You should be very excited if you're buying a home, if you need a mortgage, or you're refinancing, because I'm going to tell you about the bagel loan from Stewie. You might have heard me already, but if you haven't, you're thinking, what's the bagel loan? Well, when you look at a bagel, what do you see in the middle? You see nothing. You see a big zero. And that is exactly what you will pay Stewie. Stewie is the man. You pay him nothing. That means no lender fees and no appraisal fees. You want to get a hold of Stewie and tell him you're interested in hearing more about the bagel loan. If you're buying a home, if you need a mortgage, or you're refinancing, why would you not call Stewie? I'm going to give you Stewie's personal cell phone number right now. Here it is. 561-379-4441. Here it is again. 561-379-4441. Stewie has got the bagel loan for you. No lender fees, no appraisal fees. You pay Stewie nothing. MLS number 226715. Really big one tonight for the Miami Heat in Philadelphia. I wish I was there. And you may know why, because I can get a cheesesteak from Angelo's. Oh, that stuff is so good. That seeded bread, sesame seeds, oh, delicious. Anyhow. I don't even think Angelo's is open on Monday, so that'd be a waste of a trip. Although maybe I'd see a good basketball game. The Miami Heat, they're right there with the Philadelphia 76ers. They're battling for the playoff positioning in the Eastern Conference. Right now, it's a play-in position for them, but the Heat rested a bunch of guys yesterday because this is a back-to-back. Jimmy didn't play. Jovic didn't play. Tyler, he's going to be out a while with a foot injury. Kevin Love really is hurt. But what a finish. Oh, bam. Miami really should not have been in a close game with Detroit. But still, a win is a win. Like I was talking about UM basketball earlier, no matter how bad of a team you are, you run into W's. Detroit almost ran into a W against Miami yesterday, but they didn't. Because in the final seconds, Scary Terry, he finds Bam a few steps behind him, behind the three-point line, like way behind the three-point line. Bam steps into the shot, puts up a three, goes in. The Miami Heat get a W.
Can you feel the heat down in your soul?
I feel the heat down in my soul.
What a moment for Bam. I remember his other buzzer beater. It was at home against the Knicks, I believe. It wasn't a three, but it was awesome. This three for Bam yesterday, This hasn't happened once now. This has happened a few times. I'm not suggesting that Bam should spend all his time running around the perimeter like Duncan Robinson. And I'll talk more about Duncan in a minute. But if Bam can add this dimension to his game to where he can actually knock down wide open threes, where you've got to have a guy playing him out there, think about what else he can do. He can drive by guys. He can pass. It's just something else to put in his ever-expanding bag. And these are legit shots. This isn't Bam just standing out there chucking something up. That's a game-winning shot yesterday. It was on time and it was on target. It was in rhythm. This didn't look like, oh yeah, there's a center out there just chucking up a three. No, it was perfect. And on a day with no Jimmy Butler, that's something huge. That was a star moment for Bam. Really good stuff. I know it's against a bad opponent, but down the stretch, the Miami Heat need as many W's as they can get. And you're not going to find one more dramatic than what we got yesterday. As far as Duncan Robinson goes, D. Wade called him one job. And he has done that job very well. He does a lot more now, but that one job, hitting threes, no player in NBA history has gotten to 1,000 three-pointers faster than Duncan Robinson. That's not a Miami Heat record. I'm talking all time, every player who ever played in the NBA. It confirms something that we knew. We were scared a bit about it, but now we know Duncan Robinson is an elite sniper. When the Miami Heat gave Duncan
$90 million,
they knew. We thought, oh my gosh, this is a waste of money. Duncan had some trouble. But look at him now. The Miami Heat knew. He is better than anyone at this thing. And this thing, hitting a three, I'd say in the league now, is pretty important. He's better at it than almost everybody. I'm not going to say he's better at it than Steph Curry. I'm not going to go crazy. I almost went crazy, but backed myself up just a little bit. The cool part is, not only is Duncan hitting these threes, but he's expanding his game at the same time. He can drive. He can fake you out. He'll mug you. Duncan, he's learning to go inside while maintaining his outside game. And Bam, he can still go inside while expanding his game outwards. He's expanding it to the three-point line. That's the way it seems. When you look at Duncan and you look at Bam, we're talking about key players for the Miami Heat. And they're both getting better. That is what the Miami Heat mean by culture. Their player development program, in it, guys get better. It's not accidental. It's what this Miami Heat organization has going on. The plan is there for a reason. Their program is there for a reason. And it works. I know there's many times throughout the season and in the offseason, as Heat fans, we get worried. The Miami Heat, oh, they're going to run it back. They don't have enough. I was talking about worry with the Miami Marlins in the previous segment. That worry is legit. The worry that we have with the Miami Heat, it lasts for a little bit, and then we see what Pat Riley already knows and what Mickey Arison already knows and what Eric Spoelstra already knows. Has Pat Riley failed with getting those whales? Yes, he has. But look at what this organization can do with the players that are in it. Would it be nice to have Dame? Of course. Would things be different for the Heat now? Probably would. But look at what they have and look at what they keep developing, and the players get better and better and better. They expand their game. I've said it many times, and I'll say it again. I don't think there's any team in the Eastern Conference that wants to take on the Miami Heat come playoff time. I don't think the Miami Heat are scared of any team in the Eastern Conference, with the exception of the Celtics. Not that they would publicly say, oh, we're scared, but I think that would be the absolute toughest matchup for them. Any other series, the Miami Heat can win it. And not to say they can't beat Boston. We saw what happened last year. Hopefully they won't be in that play-in positioning. Yesterday's W helps. We can only hope they get another one tonight in Philadelphia. It's March. Games are big, and there's going to be a lot of betting going on. One thing you should not bet on, though, is your retirement. Instead, you should call Trajan Wealth. Trajan Wealth is located locally in Palm Beach. If you've got a financial goal, maybe you even have a financial advisor right now, but you're not seeing the results that you really wanted, call Trajan Wealth. Get a hold of Trajan Wealth, because Trajan Wealth will design a plan that's based around your goals. If you want to bet on some games, cool, but do not bet on your financial future. You should not bet on your retirement. Visit TrajanWealth.com. That's TrajanWealth.com. Or call Trajan Wealth at 561-390-1000. It will cost you nothing to set up a meeting with Trajan Wealth. Don't wait any longer. Advisory services are offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor, and this is a paid advertisement. Hey, there's still a lot of NFL news going on. The Miami Dolphins are making their signings that we already knew about official. A lot of them are happening today, but it's slowed down a little bit. Are the Miami Dolphins better than they were a week ago when the free agent frenzy started? Or are they worse off? I would argue they're worse. I mean, I can make the case that they downgraded players, that they let key guys walk because they need to allocate a lot of money elsewhere and get under that cap and look for the future, not just this coming season, but whatever they're going to give Tua, assuming they give him a big contract. The days of enjoying a quarterback on a rookie deal are almost done. So things, they're going to be changing. Chris Greer is filling out the roster with guys not quite as good, but more fiscally sound. Now, when the games begin, if this coming season the Dolphins go 7-10 and miss the playoffs, well, how many people are going to care that the Dolphins have their finances in order? I would say very few. Well, that's all the time I've got for this Monday afternoon. We'll do it again tomorrow. For now, I'm Andy Slater, and I'll see you later.